One beer in, you're feeling cozy. Two beers in, you're getting nosy. Three beers in, you're getting your posy. One more word, wheezy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. We're breakfast in the morning.
One beer in, and you're feeling peachy. Two beers in, and you're getting preachy. Three beers in, and you're drunk and nichy. One more, and we're tipsy.
Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. Way, hey, the vomit rises. Regret this in the morning.
And welcome to Four Beers In. I'm Brendan.
Marco.
Still Matt.
Still Tammy.
All right, we're all still here, and this time we are going to talk social contract, chosen by Marco, and I think this is actually kind of, you did say it, it's appropriate, especially for what's going on right now. So lay it down, man.
Yeah, so the dictionary definition is basically an agreement among the members of a society to cooperate for social benefits, for example, sacrificing some individual freedom for state protection.
I thought basically, you were going to say sacrificing a lamb, but anyway, yeah.
No, yeah, it's basically like there's different definitions depending on the philosopher you read, but the way I understand it is like people participate in a society, and part of participating in a society is agreeing to abide by certain laws, paying taxes for the benefit of the society as a whole. Like, we all pay taxes to pay for roads, stuff like that. But depending on the philosopher, they have different definitions or
how deep it goes
or meanings of it, and it also depends on the type of government it is, right? Because there's like a parliamentary system, or like some governments have like a monarch or a sovereign, and here in the U.S. we have
democracy,
a president who's kind of that sovereign figure, but not constitutionally. That's not how the president is defined. The president is defined as like an office. So the president has the duties of that office, and that office has duties to the society, which is what makes, in some people's mind, the U.S. more democratic than some of the other Western.
Like the monarchs or... Oh, you go Western. Okay.
Well, it's, I was thinking it's of generally like a Western idea, at least philosophically, when you look at the philosophers that have written on it, like Locke, Hobbes, the French philosophers. It's mostly coming from like those Western European models of democracy that kind of came up in the 17th and 18th centuries, when we started having like the American Revolution and the French Revolution. And in England, we had like the War of the Roses, Magna Carta, all
That stuff I'm a little bit more familiar with.
System. So you probably have like some basis of how England moved from like just the king is the government
all over
versus they kind of evolved over time, and part of it is philosophy evolved. Magna Carta was the king making an agreement with nobles. So that's kind of where that idea of the parliamentary system came from. Mm-hmm. The king had an agreement with the nobles, and then
they had their roles.
Later on, people kind of interpreted the Magna Carta of, well, it's not just nobles that have these rights, it's everybody has these rights, which actually was disproven by Victorian philosophers in the 1800s, where they're like, no, they're just talking about rich guys had these rights, not everybody. So...
yeah, and how much can be said to be about now? So you're right. Okay.
So is there a question or?
I don't know. I guess open ended. What are your guys' thoughts on the balance? I guess is like how much freedom should people have, for one? Because some people, I don't know. The way I brought it back to this whole COVID situation is some people are just going to do whatever they want,
right?
And they don't give a shit about other people participating in the society. And it doesn't just apply to COVID. It applies to stuff like drunk driving. It's like some people are just going to be drunk drivers and they don't give a shit, or they're going to speed. They're going to go 120. They don't care that like some lady and her family is in a minivan in this other lane, they're just going to drive like a jackass. Like,
it's always worked before. They can join the racists in North Carolina, North Dakota, I think, when we partition that state off, wall it off, send the racists,
as we've talked about before.
All the undesirable sociopaths, put them all together to kill each other. I'm fine with that.
I mean, that was the philosophy. We had a conversation about that in a different podcast, but...
Well, like in a bubble, you'd want to do that, but in the society we have to live in, we have to like account for like some people are going to be responsible, and then we have also psychopaths, like your college-educated vote counts the same as... somebody who can barely read.
Well, I think there's a balance, and that's right.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's not even.
It's not. Well, I think, and with politics too, like there's a lot of gray area, and I think people tend to go black and white, and it's not. Like you have to meet sometimes in the middle. And I think with politics and with COVID, people are battling so much because they're so stubborn and not respecting other parties.
Is it stubborn or is it ignorance?
Yeah, well, but both.
But you know the thing about all men are created equal is just the first part of the statement. It's then they become assholes later. We're talking about the creation at birth. You get a chance to not be an asshole.
Right.
And a lot of people miss that chance. So we have to mix with them.
Yeah.
But they're the problem in the social contract, not us.
But there isn't really a way to fix also that, or skew that
kind of idea of
way to fix that is to fucking avoid them and move them to North Dakota. When there was people with no masks in grocery stores a year ago, you just avoided them. That's all you could do because it wasn't up to you to remove them from the situation. I had one incident where I witnessed a confrontation and it didn't go anywhere. It was an old man with a mask and a young woman without one. And the conversation went nowhere, and I listened as long as I could.
Oh, no, wow.
Neither one of them was going to budge. So all you can do is avoid the young woman without a mask, because she's not going to do what the rest of us are doing.
Right.
And
there's no way she's going to be convinced.
And the thing is, and get back to the balance, that it's actually become more of those... I mean, I guess there's... two sides to every story. There's the young woman and there's the old man. Well, before it was really a whole lot more old men to the young women. Now, over the last 5 to 10 years, that has become more balanced of both. And sometimes that scares us because when you look at where their thoughts and behaviors are, it doesn't apply to the social contract. It's very selfish.
It goes both ways, though, because there's also older people that, like, refuse to, like, participate in technology.
True. My dad is one of them. He still hates computers. Computers. He's okay with his phone, and he's all right with an iPad because, you know, maybe the icons are big. I don't know. But get him on a computer, and he's going to be...
At some point, I have empathy for that because they didn't grow up with it. It wasn't, like, a part of their life.
True.
But also... some of that exists for a reason, like to make paper processes like super streamlined. Like this that used to take like 2 weeks and had people fill out a bunch of forms can take like a matter of minutes now, which saves a lot of labor. Which
keeps intrigued. Social contract if you're just kind of stuck, like this is how you do it now, or you don't do it. I mean, if your dad wants to get a social security check, he's probably going to have to use a computer.
True.
It's just the way shit works now, and that's not a social contract. You do it, or there's consequences. Not for the society, for you. The problem with the social contract is people who are sociopaths, frankly, and don't care about the society that they refuse to leave and go to North Dakota.
I guess that's... always been my struggle with it too, is like you technically could leave society or that society, but you're also like you're gonna be tethered to society no matter what. Like you could go out, move out into the wilderness and live in a shack, but you would still have to pay taxes on that land. Mm-hmm. You would still have to get groceries, so you'd still have to like go to a grocery store. Or even if you did like the Amazon route, you're still like giving money to Bezos. Like,
well, I don't think they would go the Amazon route.
Like, even
route,
if you go off grid or try to go off grid as much as possible, yeah, you're still like have some kind of tethering to.
But those aren't. That's society. Not what they're doing. They're bucking society while enjoying the technology that exists. Like, the same person who won't wear a mask in the grocery store probably will shop on Amazon.
You might not be wrong there. It's a completely
self-centered act.
The vision I had in my head is we've done some mountain driving lately with, you know, the Jeep. So we've passed some houses that you're like, whoa, I would not want to approach that house.
Oh, because the fact that they live out there means they're going to shoot.
Not
first.
Just that, but like,
ask questions later.
They don't want to be a part of mainstream society.
Yeah, well, you can tell by
remove themselves.
Well, I'm talking also about like, yeah, because the condition of the house or the condition of the property might be a bit run down, or it might be a little bit makeshift, or just it's creepy in some ways. It's buried off into like, maybe I shouldn't have seen it from the road almost, but it does make you think. And I think Tammy made the comment at one point, these are the type of people that go to Costco like once every 3 months, load up so much, and then like just live, or even hunt for if they can. They would just hunt and eat fucking deer or whatever, like completely off the grid, so to speak.
But remove themselves from the
social contract. Is that their North Dakota?
But also, if someone,
they don't affect my life.
But also, if someone's removed themselves from the social contract like that, is like, why should they have to pay taxes on a plot of land out in the middle of nowhere?
Because
firemen have to fight fires on it, because counties have to pave roads to it, because water companies have to supply water to it, because they're not living off the grid.
There you go.
They're part of a system of infrastructure that we all pay into, but they've removed themselves from the in-your-face kind of aspect of society because they can't get along with, they don't play well with others.
And good the other for them. Thing is like,
the problem is the idiot in front of me who doesn't play well with others, but who wants to drive 40 down the fucking highway. That's the fucker who needs to remove himself from
the left lane
and then get pissed when someone passes him. Those are the people who are sociopaths that will not leave and will not play ball and will not do what's best for the majority, yet refuse to leave. They could go to a smaller town. They play this whole native born, I deserve to be here. What have you done since you've been born? I know plenty of transplants who do more for society than native people do.
Also, is there such a thing as God-given rights? Because that's always something that's written out, like in the old philosophical writings, and also like in the Constitution Declaration of Independence, they always mention like God-given rights, and also even older texts. That's what kings would always say is,
oh, it was
I had
right.
power
yes.
granted by God, and that's how they controlled society. Is there such a thing as like natural or God-given rights? I would say like right to exist, like mm-hmm. right
yeah,
to
I
not
do,
be murdered by somebody.
I do believe in the Ten Commandments by and large.
Like right.
That's common sense rules. For society.
But that's the other thing is like,
so was that the original first social contract?
Well, that's the other thing with original. That's the other thing with social okay. contract is like, do you need religion to like,
or
have
is that
to
where,
be a good person like that?
This
so,
is
like,
not the right podcast for that.
I know, right? Because it's almost the chicken and the egg situation right here. You know, like what came first, the religion or the social contract, or was social contract created
well, humans are
religion
a social
or
animal,
whatever? Blah 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 blah. You know, you wanted to get deep. Here we go.
We're a social animal. We always have been. And there have always been consequences to violating that social contract, no matter what it is throughout history. Menstruating women had to leave town. That was a rule, a social contract. Whether or not
can smell their periods.
Whether or not it's right by our standards, it happened. And it
so it
was,
should be specific to the society. And
it
like, if you're
a,
participating in that society, then you should follow that society's rules.
Look, if society has rules that benefit everybody, if the reason the speed limit is 65 is because you would die if it was 75, then yeah, we should all obey 65. Unfortunately, that's not the case.
Yeah.
You can safely go 80, 90.
Or
but
like
if
what
there's
we
a
talked
lot of traffic,
about,
you can't, and yet
like
people still do.
What
that's
we talked
the
about
violation
in our previous podcast is like, okay, speed limits, they make sense as laws. There's a reason to have speed limits. You mentioned safety, but then
other people
they
safety
get bastardized, and the speed limit exists for this small town or this county just to make revenue.
Yes.
At that point, that should be cut out of the social contract, wouldn't you think?
No, because the society of that town is in on it. They're not going to speed because they know the deal. Or the cops know them. They're out to get travelers. It's why Vegas makes their money off of tourism taxes for the most part. They're not taxing their residents, increasing taxes on the residents. That's an unpopular position. But when you can sneak in another tourism tax, now you're getting the Californians and the outsiders to pay for your shit. And that's what Vegas does in cities like Vegas. Small towns where Jethro knows Billy Bob, probably going to cut Billy Bob a break if he's going 28 and a 25, but he's not going to do the same for you and a Porsche Boxster running up from Denver. So it's the society that they're in, the immediate one. Also, Billy Bob probably don't have the money to pay the ticket.
Yeah, that's funny. But that's with everywhere. Like, you run a plate,
yeah,
you have to abide rules
and
almost anywhere.
But that's why when you travel, you are subjected to the rules of the place you're in, not to the rules of the place you came from. If you as an American go to Botswana, guess whose fucking laws you follow? Mm-hmm. Botswana's. That is a black and white example. You don't have immunity because you're not. That's not your custom. That's the contract. You chose to come here, and you're going to obey their rules.
Well, that's how it's supposed
fair
to be. But
which
there
is
are
why
but
we're
rules
not
change,
going to Qatar.
And I think that's the problem. Like, you follow so many rules, and then you
well, yeah,
change
well,
them, and that's where people have
how
like,
things
well,
go in culture. But
right, right.
I was going to say, like, there are definitely travelers who still go to places that are like, I'm an American, you're supposed to treat me this way.
Oh,
that's
ugly Americanism.
And
yeah,
that's
bad.
And
that's not.
Exactly.
That's,
and that's
no,
part of the not
shitty
following the social contract.
But see, that violation of the social contracts mars people like me who travel with respect. Because
right,
in France, they probably despise me before they get to know me.
And it's
because of the
that
history
that's
of
how it is, yeah.
Because typically Americans are assholes,
right?
Yeah.
And that was always ironic to me because the reason why French people don't like Americans is because they refuse to speak French, and Americans are that same way with like any other culture. Though.
Exactly,
well,
they refuse to
speak
anything but
if
American
you're in our country.
But I've always pointed out that the fact that the reason Americans hate the French is because we're very similar people, and we just. It's like a
that's
it's
fair
like a parakeet pecking at its reflection in the mirror. France acts in France's best interests, and sometimes that goes against America's, and America hates France for being very American in their attitude of self-preservation.
But are we one
like
of the
me
first? I mean, how many schools are teaching other languages in America?
All of them. They're all electives.
Well, wow, outside, you know,
we should have to. I think Spanish should be just automatic.
It
English,
probably
Spanish
should be.
And
yeah
then
America
we should.
America has no.
But, and then we should have a third alternative. Like, I think it's embarrassing. I meet a lot of families where I work who know multiple languages, and they're like, what do you know? I'm like, well, I know. See?
I'm learning the Urban Dictionary.
Right. It's embarrassing. Yeah. Like, I don't think, I think we should be more accountable in learning other languages. We don't know.
I do regret not being forced to
I think
learn.
America should, Spanish should be our second.
I mean, I hear it every
and
day in the background, and I don't understand a word, and I wish I did.
Right.
I really do.
Especially in Colorado, we're so close. Like, we should know Spanish in Colorado.
That's fair. But if you tried to implement that, there would be a lot of
well,
pushback.
I was just going
to
say,
I just
there are
feel
probably
like,
even people
I just
listening
meet so
going,
many
why
other cultures of families moving to this country, and they're like, I know three or four languages, and I'm like, I know English, and I'm embarrassed that I don't know a different language.
But, I mean, I took French in high school. I had no one to speak to. I lost it. I
right
took
that's
Chinese in college. I had no one to speak
ooh
to, and I lost it.
In Chinese?
I lived in
that's
Thailand.
That's tough.
And I argued with taxi drivers in Thai, and I came back, and I had no one to talk to.
Mm.
I can study all the languages I want. I've studied Swahili in college, too. But I don't have anyone to talk to,
right,
so I lose it.
Actually, that's a good point, because
so it's not,
you do
That's also not, why
if you don't use it regular, it's easy to lose.
It's not that I have, you know, didn't have the will to learn another language.
Right, that's a good point.
I can't use it. Unfortunately, Spanish wasn't one of the ones I wanted to learn.
Right.
I just had no draw to Spanish.
It's not that I think it's a... I feel like there's a high population of Spanish speaking in Colorado, so I feel like it's more high demand here for Spanish. That's all. Spanish
I never wanted to learn Spanish either.
Especially where I work, we pay a lot.
But I want to learn it now that I'm older.
For anybody that would know any Spanish, but we can't find it, which is really sad.
Because I see like the usefulness of knowing Spanish.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's pretty much saying.
The reason why I took French in high school was because I wanted to meet girls and I wanted to be one of the only guys in a class of all girls.
You follow through with my thoughts. I didn't do it, but that's what my thoughts were. Girls.
And it just snowballed and I ended up majoring in French.
That's awesome. The language of love.
La langue d'amour. No, I chose French because French appealed to me and Spanish did not.
But most French people speak English. Most German people speak English. That's also why Spanish, I feel like, would have been a more useful language to learn for me.
And actually, that's a good...
Most Germans speak better English than we do. Because I think
a lot of people here...
That, my parents say that.
When you're working in healthcare, English. I guess I should acknowledge... Like, I work in healthcare and people with disabilities, and Spanish would be very greatly accommodating, but we don't have it. And so they're putting out money, like, they pay a lot more for anyone that speaks Spanish or bilingual.
So do most government jobs. There's always
we just don't have it.
If you're bilingual.
I think it's we're just so close.
I wouldn't say love it. I guess I don't know.
It's necessary. It's useful.
Right.
Or if you work in intelligence to learn the language of whatever country we're bombing.
But then
we're
you get,
bombing.
Because for a while it was. I remember in high school they were paying top dollar for anyone that could speak Arabic.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to school for sign language, and I this is where I feel like I'm like you, Matt. I actually used to be more, I could do sign language, mm-hmm. but if you don't utilize it daily, you lose it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I only know certain, I can sing a song, and that's only because I like
Frere
the song.
Jacques.
I know. But it's unfortunate because I do work with people with hearing impaired, but not enough where I could be beneficial, and you lose it real quick if you don't use it, and it's unfortunate. And that's a really good point, because here I'm pushing you should learn it, but if you're not using it, you're going to lose it.
Yeah, so what's the point of me studying Chinese?
Well, I think in Colorado, from my experience and working
where
I work,
their number on that debt
would be
you'll at least be able to
I'm starting over from scratch, I think. What was the point of me studying Chinese 15, 20 years ago?
Right.
But going back to social
contracts. I think Tibetan here is huge.
I think the social contract can be summed up as don't do anything that endangers other people around you.
That would be like
that's
the best.
And respect other cultures and beliefs. And just because you don't believe it doesn't mean... I think I do blame Americans because we do have this like... privilege and I don't need to, and I'm like, and I
think
do
we
feel
found
like
some more corn syrup in Tammy.
I am. It just pisses me off because like you don't open up to other people and what matters to them. I can't visit my mom in New York because other people don't believe
in science.
Right.
Well, they also don't understand that science is a gaining of knowledge, and sometimes that knowledge reveals different things need to be done differently. Whenever something changes,
what we thought it was doing.
You don't tell me you're disrespecting family and friends by being an asshole.
Huh?
Well, I'm like, I'm not going to be vaccinated or whatever.
Oh, I'm vaccinated.
No, I know you are. I'm just saying people are so stubborn and selfish. They're not even looking at to their family and relatives as well.
That's kind of what we were saying earlier.
I think some people just, and it comes with politics too. You get to that stubborn and like, so like, this is me. There's a gray area. It's not black and white.
It's not always about you.
Right. And I think people are so focused and defensive nowadays because of the politics and the election with Trump a lot of this election was huge. And I think that people took that and whatever is going on. You don't think that made a defense and people are so like black and white on that and don't see the gray area and like trying to make a middle ground? People like posting all that shit like, no, this is me and fuck you and this and this. And like, it's a harsh year. 2 years.
6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of it is just...
And it's selfishness. It's all about, no. But look it, you got friends and family that see differently. Why can't you kind of reach out and like, I don't know. I feel like the last couple of years have been hard on everybody.
You said hard on.
Hard on. I'm sure there's been a lot of... Well, there's a lot of babies and a lot of divorces. I think it's been a lot of hard-ons. But I think... people are so selfish on what they believe, they're not respecting everybody else.
I see that as the growing trend for my lifetime.
Some of it is, to be fair, I guess if I can be fair, some of it is just cognitive dissonance, because I think some of these people...
confirmation bias.
Yeah, some of these people don't want to deal with the reality that COVID is a real thing and that a bunch of people have died over the past year, so they just want to like pretend it's not real.
Oh, it's just the flu. It's just the flu.
Because some of these,
that's what people say,
anti-vaxxers, da da da, or COVID deniers that I've actually tried to speak to over the past year, former friends,
thank god none of my friends meant to be that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I try to be open-minded. This has actually made me realize I'm more open-minded than I think I am.
Well, there's religion and there's health issues that people can't truly do that.
But then when you talk to them and you're like, no, it's real. Like, my mom worked in a hospital for the past year and they've been just getting their asses kicked over the past year. You see, like, a fear in their eyes. You see, like, their pupils dilate when they have to face the reality that COVID is a real thing. So, I mean, I can... kind of empathize with that, of they are so afraid of it they just want to pretend it's not real,
like an ostrich. Well,
yeah, because if it doesn't actually, like, I mean, if it you know, you're outside looking in too, so until it happens to someone or you had know someone who's dealing with it like firsthand, it's easier to accept the fact that it might not be real. Not that I felt that way, because, you know, this shit scares me, and we do definitely see it happen, but...
Well, we had friends that have had it and not had it.
Yeah,
and...
it does make me wonder what the thoughts and beliefs were, like, what was it back in, you know, the plague, the last time we had a real pandemic?
1918.
Yeah.
Spanish flu.
Thank you, because I, you know, had beers and I couldn't spit it out, but were there that many people that... were against it back then, or was it like actually that scary that when it happened people did what they needed to do, and that's why it was taken care of faster
back then? Stupid people's
I mean, there's stupid people anytime,
didn't get written down and shared with everybody,
and also those people just died.
That's
right.
True.
I mean, that's is that what's happening?
And that's
now
kind of part of the problem with our modern society, is like we have enough people that know better who are trying to protect everyone, including the stupid people, that it's kind of like Tammy said, it's created this gray area, whereas back in the day those people would just die.
Yeah,
I think some people are so proud and tried to be like, well, I'm like, whatever. I'm like, whatever, you can be strong, puff your feathers and fucking die, dude.
Because I also have very liberal friends who have explained to me, was like, well, those people, even if they don't believe in this or the vaccine, it's like they still deserve to like stay alive. Like, we're protecting these people too. Whereas I don't think that existed like during the bubonic plague or even the Spanish flu. It's like, yeah, if they're not going to get vaccinated, they're just going to die. Whereas I feel like we've evolved as a society enough to where, like...
we care about things a little
more.
We
still, even if these people are idiots, we still have to protect their life, I guess.
Or just respect others' beliefs. Like, so if I I interview people. So, like, I will go to a house and be like, do you want me to wear a mask? I've been vaccinated, so I'm okay with saying that. But I know that not everybody has, and some people have, but I will respect whoever I'm talking to and be like, do you want me to wear a mask? Do you want to not wear, whatever. Like, and that's part of society. I feel like you have to, like, all right, whether I was or not, I still would respect who I'm being around and not be like, I'm an asshole. Like, well, I think this is all a sham and it was Gates and fuck you and I'm not wearing a mask. So if you want to see me, then whatever. Or you could be like, I don't believe in this, but I will respect you and wear a mask if you do. And that's what I feel like. It's fucked up. Like, just respect people.
I'll be respectful,
you.
But kind of passive aggressive about it. I'll be like, I'm going to wear a mask because COVID's real. I know a lot of people that have had it. My
Us
mom
too.
Was a nurse.
Oh, my sister called me and she works in the health field and she does anesthesia. And she's like, and this is in even another state in Pennsylvania. And she was like, it's real. I'm in, like, the hospitals are full and here she's like, it's scary. And she was whatever. But anyway, I respect those who don't believe it. But I also, that's what I hate about people today. There, we have to be like, it almost feels like a sport team. Like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you. And we're going to fight. And we're not going
to. I'll say, you're welcome to your beliefs.
Right.
This is what I believe. This is why I'm doing it this way. I'm not going to force you to do anything that you don't want to do.
There needs to be a legit social. Yeah.
Right. And that's what I feel like. Yeah. In politics. And I think it's bad timing with our electional switch and
electional dysfunction.
Yes. Although he was vaccinated, and that's what's the funny thing is. So me, like, I love Trump, but I'm not being vaccinated. I'm like, you do realize he got vaccinated. He's protecting himself, but he's saying, fuck you, love me, don't do.
He knows who his followers
yep.
are. The gross ones, the deplorables, the mouth breathers. Go back to Marco's first
yeah,
thing. I think
let's bring it back.
In a year or so ago, you know, we were protecting the stupid because it was hand in hand with protecting ourselves. But now they've got the tools to fight it and they choose not to. And at that point, I'm like, you've made your choice. If you don't want the vaccination, which is totally available and free, then why should I protect you anymore?
But these are also the same people that wouldn't go to the doctor unless they had to.
Yeah.
So it being free is.
Yeah, I'm kind of one of those, though.
Yeah, but
I don't want to go to the doctor unless I have to.
I don't want to have
I'm
to.
I'm that way, too,
myself.
But I was one of but the first to get that shot.
Like,
exactly,
but I don't want to be that.
Right?
I don't
and
want
that's
that.
One of those I
but
have
But that's
to
also
reasons.
Why it's like, well, if the shot is going to keep me from getting COVID, then I don't have to go to the doctor.
Bingo. And it's not
100%. Exactly.
But it still makes it better.
And I didn't have to go to the doctor for my shot, so that helped. But, I was more trying to say they're not going to go do anything that they just don't feel comfortable
well,
with.
Well, that's also part of the social contract, though, is like these people who refuse to get vaccinated are affecting the vaccinated people now because it's affecting the efficacy of the vaccine because they're just continuing to spread this.
Yeah, it's just
and
a circle.
They're helping the virus evolve and build its immunity to the vaccine. So it's just like,
time for them to start a new society in
North Dakota.
Sounds like a good place to live.
North Dakota.
Any liberals in North Dakota are welcome to take their apartments here in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah. We'll actually, like, yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to condemn any North Dakotans who are good people.
It just sounds like you have a lot of land that people could live
on. They have
on
a lot
nobody,
of land.
Yeah.
And
it's either that or Wyoming.
History
you know,
of
it
voting.
Was that Commune or Wyoming, yourself? But Wyoming was too close to
I
us.
I have family in South Dakota, too, and their governor is a piece of work.
He can be the governor of North Dakota.
So this thing I saw was, let's combine the two Dakotas into Mega Dakota.
And just make a dick for short.
And then let's allow Puerto Rico into statehood. So you could still keep.
Because we don't want to redo the flags.
You could still keep your 50 stars.
I like the idea that it's just, well, it's such a pretty number, 50. Why do we want to mess with that? We let those smelly Hawaiians in.
But it's
just
a good compromise for those people that want 50 stars who also happen to be the Mega Dakota people.
I don't know. So some of them might get, only want
they
13.
They actually get two wins, and then Puerto Rico gets to be a state. They get their Mega Dakota, they get their 50 stars, and then Puerto Rico just sneaks in there.
Oh, but then the Guam
as a vacation destination.
Yeah, if we actually gave funding to Puerto Rico, it would be our own.
Oh, yeah, it would be Hawaii, the British Virgin Islands for us. But yeah.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it would take a little bit of time to get it there, but they would, I mean, that's what should happen. I mean, yeah, that would be kind of nice anyway. Vacation.
And no new flags.
Right?
I'm sold.
Yes.
Well, they have to do all the bad stuff of a U.S. citizen, like pay taxes, but they don't have all the other good stuff of statehood.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't which get is, hurricane relief. Yeah, they get some paper towels thrown at them. That's about it.
Yeah. Which is, oh, man. Bronny doesn't
Guam,
pick up that mess.
And then D.C.
Samoa. American Samoa. Virgin Islands, I believe.
American Virgin Islands, yep, there are. Which tickets are really cheap right now.
That Why don't we just go for 60? Let's just allow 10 more territories to become states, and then we
I feel like 60 would be solid.
And then we just redo one whole new flag completely.
As long as it's a round number, apparently, that's all people care about.
It's easier to count that way.
Then they'll have to finally admit that their actual reason is that Puerto Rico's got brown people. That's the real reason.
I don't know. With all this lobbyism, though, then like Adidas or Nike would have to design the new flag, and it would turn out shitty.
Puerto Rico's got a cool flag. I'll take that one.
I
for
actually,
all of America.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Puerto Rico is the Puerto Rico is the flag, though. That's the Captain America setup,
right?
He's really Captain Puerto Rico.
Captain Rico, not Uncle
one
Rico.
Star. We'll go down to one star and pretend to be united for a little while and see what happens there.
Yeah, the last flag that had one star hasn't been allowed back at the Olympics.
Russia?
Yeah.
They don't have a one star on their flag.
No, it was three, wasn't it?
No, it was three stripes. Soviet Union had a sickle and a hammer and a...
It was the one star.
One star.
Yeah, that's what
I
was thinking.
One moon,
of.
One star, and the hammer.
And the hammer, sickle. Yeah. Okay, I was
but
trying
Russia...
to... It was a bad joke. Yeah, it was a really bad joke. My bad. I failed.
It might have been the worst joke you've ever, anyone's ever heard.
All right, so I got to edit this.
I'm taking that out.
Somehow you offended the Guamish with that Russia joke. They don't like to be called
nice
Guamish,
poll.
By the way.
Guamish. What are they, Guamanians?
It's not even a related word. I worked with a person from Guam in Vegas.
They're just from Guam.
No, there's a word for people from Guam, but it's not Guam related. It doesn't involve the word Guam.
Oh.
I don't remember what it is, but Guamish is not.
Yeah, we were hanging there for a second.
Guamish sounds right.
Guamish sounds like fuck you
one of those,
or something.
Throwaway.
Even
wants
the dogs
to be a millionaire
that.
Answers that I would lose on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's not Guamese. It's not Guamish. It's
right?
Not, yeah, it's nothing.
You lost an entire bankload on a game show because you thought Guamish was a word.
Pretty sure it's Guamish. I'll pick B.
I think I read this in a book once.
Final answer.
Totally made yourself.
I heard this on a podcast once.
Although we were 4 beers in. We I got the timing right.
Yeah. Might be more for some.
Okay.
I think we're at Marco's time.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
I don't know. What's our final thoughts?
Social contract.
Social
yay.
Contract. I mean,
my
I
final
think...
thought is like, if you're going to be just a law abiding good guy, there's always going to be some asshole who's going to try to fuck you
so
over.
So many assholes.
So like, there's always going to be an asshole.
There's always
like Andrew Dice asshole. Clay said, so many assholes, so few bullets.
Wait, who's the thing? I'm an asshole.
Dennis Leary.
Yes.
That song does not, it's not as good now that I'm a grown up.
A lot of Dennis
and
Leary is not
actor.
As good now
he
that I'm
switched
a grown
into
up. I don't understand, but it's, yeah. I've actually
stand-up.
Become to
yeah.
appreciate
oh,
Jerry
great.
Seinfeld's more and Dennis Leary's less. But that's just a whole different topic for another day. But social contract, like I think that some of it comes down to how we were brought up. And we did briefly talk about religion. And I think that where we are as a society now is there needs to be some massive rediscovering. And this makes you wonder kind of where the whole idea of social contract and the philosophy behind it came from, because sometimes
Brendan's waiting out for another enlightenment.
Yeah. It, I don't know. It's world needs help.
I'm gonna not go everybody with, is right, and they have to realize that.
I'm going
to
go with the great line from American History X. Has anything you've done made your life any better? That's try being a part of society and see if that makes your life a little easier, maybe a little happier, maybe people like you a little bit more. But if you're just a pissed off person all the time, maybe you're the problem.
That's one of my favorite perspective, movies.
Perspective, man.
It's so intense.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, I think with that movie, sorry, but I think his realization of him being a racist prick.
Not like, social contract.
Well, it isn't, but he realized he is, like, people aren't a color. Like, he, like, that was pretty intense, like.
Well, he got raped by white people. That didn't help his case.
No, that's true, but I think that movie is sad. I don't know. I just love that movie.
It's sad. I love it. All right.
Well, because...
Yeah, okay. Let's, we'll move on to a new topic and...
Spitting the bottle.
Yeah.
Tammy.
Ooh. I have been, since you've given us that book from your friend, which I've read.
Have you?
Not the whole thing, just some. But I work on it because I'm a Netflix runner and I don't have a lot of time to read, but I really have been enjoying it. But my favorite childhood... It brought me back to favorite books. So I would love to do what's your favorite childhood books to teenage books, favorite books in general.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Reading materials.
Yes.
I like it. All right. Favorite books next time around.